You may think it's tough to recover from the Gwyneth Paltrow story, but it isn't. Ford has reversed course and will keep AM radios in its car. The AM radio just scored a big win, courtesy of America's second biggest car company. Ford announced they're reversing course and will not be removing the AM radios from their new cars. If you didn't hear, at least eight major car brands had been planning to ditch the AM radio in upcoming models. Tesla, Mazda, BMW, Rivian, Polestar, Volvo, Volkswagen, and Ford. Ford was the biggest of those eight, but their CEO announced yesterday that they're adding it back to all their 2024 models. Obviously, lots of people still listen to the AM radio, they say. Around 80 million people a month. But another big concern is radio is used for emergency broadcast alerts. Because of that, lawmakers in D.C., they've been pushing the car companies to keep it. Last week, they introduced a bill called AM for Every Vehicle Act that would require all new cars to have AM radios. Ford's also offering a software update to add it back to 2023 electric vehicles, the Mach-E, the Ford F-150 Lightning. It's not clear if the other car makers will reverse course now, so stay tuned. Will it be a trend? Do we need radio? When something goes down, you do.
Hey, Sam. Big, huge fan. First-time caller. Here's my piece.
All right.
If marijuana is not legal within the next 5 years, I have no faith left in humanity, period. Everyone likes smoking weed. They have for thousands of years. They're not going to stop anytime soon. You know, it makes everything better. It makes food taste better. It makes music better. It makes sex feel better, for God's sake. It makes movies better, you know?
Patrick in the Morning, only on 96.7 PayCal Rocks.